Wave 98.3, Groove 55 and Sunset Drive, Dino 305 in for Sterling Fox. Project Hope, Julie Brown, the main factor behind that wonderful experience that's about to happen coming up this week. She'll be on the radio in just a few moments. Stay tuned for that. It's Jonathan Butler and Show Me the Way, Wave 98.3.
Quiet.
Wave 98.3. Gabriel Mark Hasselbeck featuring Marion Meadows' newest song, Sunseeker, from a new album, Count Your Lucky Stars. And he might even get into getting a Grammy on that one because he's getting a lot of attention down in the States as well. It's 3:13 with Dino. We got lots of stuff happening with Gabriel. He's going to be at the huge event down in California, Catalina Island Jazz Tracks Festival, along with Sterling Fox and our winners as well. That's going to be next week. So much excitement. Now, there's another big event happening this Friday. This is a very special friend of the radio station, Julie Brown. I worked with her way back when on a radio station called 97 Kiss FM, and she was just a sweet, gentle soul. And she has a lot of supporters in this town. So what's happened is she's been diagnosed with ALS, and she's spearheading a star-studded Project Hope concert this Friday at Christ Church Cathedral to support ALS, work towards that, to solving it and dealing with it, making it more comfortable for people and even possibly curing it down the road. So that big concert's happening on Friday. We have details on our wave98.3.fm webpage. In the meantime, I want you to hear a little clip here. Sterling got a chance to talk to Clifton Murray.
Clifton Murray from the Tenors is with us. Clifton, it's great to have you in studio with us, and I'd like to know a little bit about how you and Julie first met, because it was a singing occasion.
It was indeed. Hello, I just first of all want to say I am just truly honored and excited just to be here with two legends in the Vancouver and Canadian radio scene. It's an honor and a joy to share this moment with you both. And ultimately, I am just blessed and grateful that I am in the orbit of Julie Brown. She is a legend not only here in Vancouver but in Canada, not only in radio but anywhere people have needed someone to bring hope, inspiration, and clarity to something that we all need to bring attention to. She's helped me in my career, in my life. I travel the world. I have the blessing to make music my career. And if it wasn't for people that really believed in me early on, I wouldn't be here today doing what I love. And Julie Brown was one of those people. And she's not only been that for me, but for many, many people over the years. She sees something special, and she uses her power of influence and hope and confidence to really pull the best out of people. And on October 11th at Christ Church Cathedral, some of the greatest voices in gospel, R&B, and jazz and soul from this city are coming together to create a one-time-only, unforgettable event that will stir your soul and also fight back against this horrific disease, ALS, which has affected our friend, Julie Brown.
Thank you, Kevin.
Project Hope is this Friday, and it will be at the Christ Church Cathedral. It's going to be quite the event. Tickets are still available. If you need details, check out our webpage, wave98.3.fm.
I am proud of my promotion.
Needs more shoes.
I earned it.
And business suits.
It is a big deal for our family.
Renovators.
I like the people I'll be working with.
Restaurants.
I still need a lot before I get started.
Carly's, hair salon, and luggage.
I know our kids are so proud of me.
Jewelry engraver.
It was my idea to put our company on the radio.
Promotion deserved. Be where anyone who needs you can meet you. Be on the radio. Your customers are already here.
Kid Koala's Newphonia Must Fall. This silent love story has puppeteers, technicians, and cinematographers performing, filming, and projecting the show in real time onto a huge screen, while Kid Koala and the Newphonia String Quartet provide the score. Kid Koala's Newphonia Must Fall, November 15th and 16th at Massey Theater. Tickets at the box office at 735 8th Avenue in New Westminster or at ticketsnw.ca.
Wave weather. We got a couple good days happening. Sunshine expected throughout the day in between the clouds, 19 degrees, 17 tomorrow, because we're going to get a little bit of a chance of showers tonight. And we will get some sun coming out tomorrow as well, kind of like this. And then Wednesday, it's going to be more showers on and off, and then sunshine on Thursday before we go back to clouds and rainy weekend. Right now at 555 West Georgia, 16 degrees with Adam Holly, Unstoppable. Wave 98.3.
is Wave 98.3, proud supporters of Good Vibes.
You're asking me to say, living life without you, girl, he's all right. If you really want to know, I'd have to say it's dangerous to my mind. So before you turn and walk, to stay, remembering it used to be so right. If you're asking for the truth, I'd have to say I won't believe it's good night. So before you turn and walk away, let me love you. We'll be right back.
Wave 98.3, Cool Summer, Special Effects featuring Keely Minucci. We're kind of in the cool fall mood, aren't we? 329 Dino here, giving you an update on traffic. There is the Port Moody area for the Barnett Highway. They're working on some repaving going on there, so there's some lanes that might be closed. Seems to be slowing things down right now. A lot of looky-loos. Also, Highway 91, kind of a night street leading up to that area, all the way back to the 99 Junction. Seems to be getting a little bit stacked up there, too. The other location, it's been like this forever, as Sterling always gives the update telling me, hey, that sewage thing's a mess, and it saved me a lot of trouble going on to transit. He saves like about an hour going out to White Rock by going on transit instead of taking his vehicle. That's the Oak Street, let's call it the crawl, where you kind of trying to head southbound onto the Oak Street Bridge, and then everybody disperses like little bugs into the neighborhood, drives the neighborhood crazy with honking and just congested. There are no shortcuts. Just be aware of that. So that area is another problem. Anyway, let's get away from the thoughts of that. Duble and Captain of Her Heart. Nice music on the radio. Nice. Wave 98.3.
13, living in my parents' house. My father drank to wash away his pain, while my mother paced around the bedroom floor. Was I ever 15 and dreaming of the things I'd do? My brother lived for huff and gasoline, and my mother would pray until her hands were blue.
Mm-hmm.
Wave 98.3, Chicago morning. Never been there, but I heard it's great. Good food, huh? For those of you who've gone, that's what they tell me. Spontaneous Groove and Combustion, the name of the artist. 342, Dino here. I just want to give you a heads up that tonight is a huge night in Seattle, Demetrio's Jazz Alley. They have the 13th annual benefit show. It's exciting every time. Now, you know, we're trying to get a bit of an attention happening to get some more funds raised and also, you know, celebrate life as well. So the Concert for Cancer is happening in Demetrio's Jazz Alley, and it's going to feature some heavy-duty stars. We're talking Ray Parker Jr., Jim Peterick, David Pack, and Mindy Hebert. It's going to be a fabulous night. You still have time if you want to go down there tonight. It is tonight, and it's going to be a wonderful experience. If you can make it, please do.
We're all aware of the challenges our online spaces present, like online hate and the spread of misinformation. But how can the average person make our online world more positive? Studies have shown it takes just 10% of the people in a community to set its values. We're all digital citizens, and we all have a role to play. Join Media Smarts, Canada's Center for Digital Media Literacy, on October 23rd for Digital Citizen Day to help make our online world a better place to be. Visit digitalcitizenday.ca to find out how you can make a difference.
Get ready to kick back and soak up the vibes, because Craft Beer Week is back for more laid-back fun, November 1st to November 15th. Take part in 2 weeks of easygoing celebration, highlighting craft breweries around the North Shore. And on November 15th, cap off the festivities with a wrap-up party at the Pipe Shop. Get your tickets early. Grab your friends and mark your calendars for Craft Beer Week, November 1st to November 15th, on Vancouver's North Shore. Enjoy responsibly. Must be legal drinking age.
Wave weather. It's perfect right now. It's dry. We don't have that rain that everybody's all worried about. We will get some showers possibly tonight and possibly tomorrow, but there will be sun breaking through today and also tomorrow. Then we'll have some more clouds on Wednesday, sunshine on Thursday, back to clouds for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They figure rain periods of rain happening by the weekend. Right now at 555 West Georgia, we're holding at 16 degrees with Layla Hathaway and So In Love. Wave 98.3.
Hey.
Hey,
so
You. shipwrecked, our hearts left in San Francisco. Just put me on to see Valencia. Love forgotten. All that I meant to you. One day they'll be dancing in the moonlight. There'll be one love every midnight. What comes around goes around Valencia. One day they'll be dancing in the moonlight. There'll be one love every midnight. What comes around goes around Valencia. Maybe you'll believe you'll be saved.
Is CIWV-FM at 98.3 FM, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
It's just after 4 o'clock with Dino on your radio, and here's what's making waves in Vancouver. Vancouver gas prices jumped about 12 cents a liter over the weekend. It was only a few weeks ago that gas was $1.54 for a liter. It's up between $1.70 and $1.80 per liter today, depending on where your gas station is located. Usually cheaper the farther away from downtown that you go. Experts say the conflict in the Middle East and another hurricane bearing down on the U.S. are to blame. Meanwhile, the national average or Canada price is $1.49 per liter of regular gas. What's with that? It seems the BC